Hello and welcome to a very special episode of We Love Books, the show where we absolutely love books, and we know you do too. I'm Niamh Bennett, but that is very much beside the point today, because this show is all about our listeners. As well as reading, they enjoy writing. And you might remember that way back before something called COVID came along, we held a creative writing competition. You sent in entries in your hundreds, and we had quite the job whittling your incredible creativity down to just 10 winners. Well, now we're bringing you those winners and their stories one by one on our radio station and on our We Love Books podcast feed. Our winners were very patient with us and waited a long time until it was deemed safe to come into RTE and record their work. And now we present to you our top writers. Today, we meet one of our highly commended writers who wrote on the theme, Go Wild, Kate Hosey.
Hi, I'm Kate Hosey. I'm from Offaly, and my story is Going Wild. I wrote the story when I was in Ballybrian National School. My story is about a girl who wants to get revenge on her teacher. She played a load of pranks on her, and she got her fired. The idea came from watching Hard Henry when I was younger. My lead character didn't feel any remorse for getting her teacher fired. I wouldn't feel any remorse for getting my teacher fired either. I like to read Michael Morfargo. I like the way he describes everything very well. The stories are all about, like, some of them could be about animals and others could be about, like, the sea and all. I haven't continued to write since this competition, but I did enjoy writing this story. I found it very satisfying that I made my own story and thought of everything. This is my story, Going Wild. I hope you enjoy it.
Sarah!
The scream was deafening.
Triple homework!
She bellowed. My heart skipped a beat. Triple homework, my mum would kill me. Oh, how I missed Miss Summer. She was fabulous and really understood me. Not many others did. In total contrast to her substitute teacher, Miss Winston. Miss Summer broke both her legs while skiing on her honeymoon. Please, miss, I begged and pleaded.
That's what you get for going wild,
she screeched. I clenched my fists and bit my lip, stopping me from pouncing like a lion on a mouse. I'll show you what going wild looks like. Just you wait and see, I muttered under my breath. I stayed up all night planning and plotting my revenge. It came to me. I would sabotage everything we do in class. I arrived 30 minutes early to put the plan in motion. As the class commenced, Miss Winston, as usual, was filling her teacup to warm her up. While refilling her cup, she noticed a pink string-like thing. She peered into the pot. Out of nowhere, a scream pierced the silence. A mouse, a dead mouse! She roared and darted out of her class like a demented monkey, but returned within 5 minutes. Her veins were bulging out of her neck with anger. Despite the whole class snickering, she continued teaching. She was indestructible, I gasped. Plan B. Later on during maths, Miss Winston marched over to the cupboard to retrieve our maths sheet. I held my breath, praying I didn't arouse suspicion. As she opened the door, a bucket of black paint drenched her from head to toe. Hysterical laughter erupted in the class. Her beady eyes scanned the classroom as she walked out. A wave of silence settled in the room. I was shocked to the core when Miss Winston returned 30 minutes later looking as good as new. Plan C. I had mixed whiskey in with her drink for lunch. She returned to the amused class, giddy and grinning like a Cheshire cat.
Children, put away your Irish books and let's sing.
She chanted and danced around the room.
I've been a wild rover for many a year.
She belted out. Suddenly, her principal stormed in and dismissed Miss Winston. The stunned classmates exchanged astonished glances. It's a pity she's gone, I admitted. She was starting to be a bit of crack.
And you can listen to our other winning entries anytime you like on our We Love Books podcast feed. And you can find plenty of jam-packed episodes of We Love Books there too, of course. A big thank you to all of our fantastic writers who entered the competition, to all of our wonderful winners, and to you for listening. I'm Niamh Bennett, this is We Love Books, and until next time, happy reading!